You're listening to SBS News.
Australia has reported a record daily number of coronavirus cases, including 319 in New South Wales. Stay-at-home orders are now in place in Victoria, Greater Sydney, Newcastle and Armidale in regional New South Wales and southeast Queensland. Around 16 million people, roughly 60% of the population, remain under strict lockdown orders. Five coronavirus-related deaths were reported in New South Wales in the last 24 hours, with 28 lives lost in the current outbreak. In an interview with SBS News, epidemiologist Professor Robert Boy reiterates the vaccination message.
We may not be able to achieve zero numbers, but we may be able to achieve a low enough number that we can deal with it and get out of it through vaccination. And vaccination up to 80% of the population is our ticket to freedom.
The spread of COVID-19 is prevalent in southwest Sydney, where 210 cases have been identified and at least 83 of them were infectious in the community. Health Minister Brad Hazzard has stressed the need for greater compliance with the restrictions.
The circuit breaker in New South Wales and in Sydney is for people to comply with the rules. Pretty simple. Just stay at home. That's the circuit breaker. The key here is to stay at home and get vaccinated. Pretty simple formula for pretty well everybody. Stay at home. Don't go out unless you have to. Don't go and visit another household and get vaccinated. And the vaccinations are picking up.
And while the vaccination rate in the state accelerates, Armidale and the Northern Tablelands have entered into a week-long lockdown. Professor Boyd issued this message to those doubting the effectiveness of measures.
Well, the good news is that if we hadn't had mitigation and lockdown, one case could have produced more than 100,000 cases a day by now. So it is actually working. And if you look at Bondi, if you look at the southwest, those areas are decreasing in number, but it's increasing in other parts of Sydney. And that's the problem. We've had a spread to much wider areas, so we need to deepen and widen the lockdown.
Residents of a Liverpool apartment complex face 14 days of hard quarantine after 14 people tested positive. Police are guarding it to ensure no one leaves without a valid reason and no one visits. Resident Christine Villarante told SBS News she has received instructions for regular testing.
They're starting to put barricades around our building and the police are coming, newscasters are coming and they're starting to set up their tents. So I think this is pretty serious. All residents with a negative first test will need to have another test on Wednesday, 18th of August. So the nurses will come up here and then they will do the swabbing.
Liverpool councillor Karishma Kalyanda has expressed concerns for locals.
I'm very concerned about the ability for people to go out and get vaccinated, to do their day-to-day, to do the things that they need to do for their day-to-day living, but also the mental health and well-being impacts of being in lockdown, we know, are not fun. Southwest Sydney has lived with these restrictions now for almost 7 weeks, and I'm hearing a lot of people experiencing a sense of being overwhelmed, exhaustion with the sameness of every day.
In Victoria, there were 29 new locally acquired COVID-19 cases identified. There are more than 80 exposure sites in Melbourne, and the vast majority of them located in the city's west. The current outbreak has spread to public housing, and Premier Daniel Andrews says the most concerning unknown is where and who initially sparked the outbreak.
This is very, very significant to see this many cases, although they are all linked, but they are linked to two outbreaks and we don't know where those two outbreaks started. So there are mystery cases that sit behind this, but they've been out in the community and there's every reason, in fact, there is a certainty that there are more cases out there.
To Queensland, and millions of people have been warned to expect more COVID-19 cases as residents in the southeast wait to hear if their lockdown will end. Health authorities recorded 13 new infections. 12 were in isolation for their entire infectious period, while the other case is under investigation. Chief Health Officer Jeanette Young will review Sunday's case numbers before deciding if she can safely lift the region's 8-day lockdown as planned.
It just depends on what the numbers are tomorrow morning. So today's numbers are encouraging, but I really can't predict what tomorrow will do. I need those numbers before we have a decision.
If the 8-day lockdown does end on Sunday, it's news likely to be delivered by the Premier. Anastasia Palaszczuk is due out of her two-week quarantine period post-Tokyo for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language. Visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Marcus Megaloconomos, SBS News.